Well, I've enjoyed this month of creation sermons as well. And this is a good song that I found to cap off the last service. The song is called How Big Is God? Strive to go beyond the reach of space, to crawl beyond the distant Milky Way. This world's a room so small within my Master's house. The open sky is but a portion of his yard. How big is God? How big and wide his vast domain? To try to tell, these lips can only start. He's big. Winter's chill may cause the tiny seed to fall, to lie asleep till wakened by spring rain. The heart grown cold will warm and throb with life anew. The Master's touch will bring the glow again. How big is God? How big and wide his vast domain? To try to tell, these lips can only start. He's big.
Second Peter chapter 3, verse 3. How evolution has affected you and me. How evolution has affected you and me. Creation, a study in origins, in the beginning. Slide from my friend and brother, Dr. Paul Padena. Pastor, everyone at school is trying to pressure me into something I don't want to do. Don't give in to peer pressure, Eddie. Stand strong. I keep trying to tell them what the Bible says about it, but they won't listen. The Bible says the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked. They're making this really tough on me. The Bible says many are on the broad way to destruction and few on the narrow road. They want me to believe in evolution. Is that okay? Sure. Almost everyone says evolution is true. What an about face, huh? From one end of that comic strip to the other end. And yet that's what's going on in many, many churches, in many Christian schools, in Christian colleges, and in seminaries where men go to prepare themselves to be preachers. Can you imagine that? Men after men and Christian leaders keep falling for this false approach that you can accommodate evolution with the Bible. It can't be done, and it should not be done, and we ought not to do it. Here's an example. James Dobson, Focus on the Family. You've heard of him. I believe that God specifically created the universe. I believe in the Big Bang. You know, that's almost like that comic strip from front to back. I think that's a trivial name for it, but I believe that's how he did it. You know, that accommodates the evolutionists. And he's trying to bring the evolutionists and the Bible together into the same room. They are diametrically opposed to each other. You cannot go together. Evolution and the Bible cannot go together. How evolution has affected you and me. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers. Let me ask you, how many of you, by raising your hand, believe we live in those last days right now? Whoa, that's almost 100%. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts. Somebody's probably wondering, who, you said almost 100%. Who didn't raise their hand, Pastor? I didn't check that quickly. Okay, verse 4. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Now that's not a belief in creation. That's a belief in uniformitarianism, which is the basic doctrine of evolution. That everything continues on from the past just like it is right now. You know, the present is not the key to the past. Because there were some things that happened in the past that sped things up quite rapidly. Number one, the creation of everything. Everything was created mature and up to date and everything. In fact, I even believe the stars that are light years away, their light was already reaching the earth when God created the heavenly lights and stars and so forth. And when he created Adam, he was a mature man. When he made the trees were all grown, the fruit was hanging on it. And the seed was already beginning to drop back into the ground so it could reproduce itself. Then you had the flood. Wow, that changed a lot of things. So everything has not been going on as it has from the very beginning. That's a false teaching. That's what the scoffers teach. For verse 5 says, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, that's the world before the flood, that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. You know, this whole earth was covered with water. The highest mountain was covered by 25 feet above the highest mountain. And that's water all over the face of the earth. It was total destruction. Except for a little ark. Big, actually, but little in comparison to the flood of the world. Inside that ark were two of every kind of animal and fowl and creeping thing. The fish could survive in the water for the most part. And then seven of each clean animal. And then Noah, his wife, his three sons and their wives, safe in the ark. Oh, by the way, are you safe in the ark of Jesus? There's another judgment day coming. It's not going to be a flood. The rainbow is a promise of that. It won't be a flood of water, but there's going to be a day of judgment when this earth is going to be burned up and all the elements in it. Are you ready? I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. That's one of the songs Fanny Crosby. I'm pretty sure we'll probably hear that next Sunday night. I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. How about you? Are you safe in the arms of Jesus? If you are, rattle your head or shake it or do something. You're safe in the arms of Jesus. Wow. That's the best place to be. Noah's Ark is just a type of the Lord Jesus Christ saving sinners. You know what, folks? These scoffers in the last days are willingly ignorant. And they have decided to follow the tenets of another religion. It's called evolution. Evolution is religion. Origin of the Species, Charles Darwin's book, is worshipped. And yet it is full of unprovable conclusions about our origins. I got a book here that's older than Charles Darwin's. And it's been around ever since the first writing of Moses' first few books. And it has not been revised. Oh, I know there's modern versions. Throw them away. It has not been revised. And it won't be revised. It cannot change its mind. It says what it says, and what it says right. And what it says right about everything that's in this world. The evolutionist Bible book has to be updated every year. In fact, throughout the year, it has to be revised and reprinted and updated to be sold to the school systems to populate their bookshelves in their libraries and in their classrooms. I kind of looked forward to it, didn't you, when you got new books in school? That was always an exciting day. Well, evolution has provided that excitement for young people for many, many years now. Every year they get a new book on evolution. And it has to be a new one because the old theories are no good. And they've had to rewrite everything because they're willingly ignorant of what is very obvious out there in the world. You go out there, you don't have to drive very far to see the effects of the flood right around the Lehigh Valley. It's all around. You go up to the Lehigh Gorge, go up to Lackawanna County, there's a gorge up there. Go down to around Doylestown area, there's the Ringing Rocks Park down there. You know, there's a whole area down there, it's like several football fields wide. There's big rocks as big as this piano, all piled up on top of each other. It wasn't put there by man. It was put there by a catastrophe somewhere along the line. Take a hammer along with you. Take your kids with you. And they allow you to go in there and you can tap on those rocks and ding, you hear it all around. It's called Ringing Rocks. It's down there somewhere off of Route 611. They're willingly ignorant that there was a time when this world was overflowed with water. It's a religion, folks. That's what it is. And evolution has affected everyone in this room in one way or another. Every one of you. Evolution has had a negative effect in our modern world, as I've just described. Evolution has affected the church and its mission to evangelize the lost and the alienated and sinful world to salvation and reconciliation to their holy Creator God. Holy Creator God? That's hardly even in their minds these days. And it has affected our ability to be able to go into the world. Evolution and creation are both belief systems that are diametrically opposed to one another. For instance, that creationism is the belief that life forms originated from a creative work of God making things which exist out of nothing. There is a written record of this. We are bound to the record of the Bible. We cannot change it to fit man's desires or interpretation of evidences. You know, it almost seems like we're on the difficult side of things. We can't change our mind halfway through with our theories. We can't say, oh, guess what? We got a new theory of origins. We can't change a theory. It's written down in our book. In the Word of God, it's never going to change. Evolution is the belief that present life forms originated from random processes of continuous change from lower to higher forms. There is no written infallible record. Beliefs change from generation to generation. These two systems are diametrically opposed to each other. Evolution rivals creation because it too, or also, seeks to answer three very basic human questions. Three basic questions of life. Number one, who am I? Who am I? Creation answers it, and evolution answers it. Where did I come from? Creation answers it. Evolution answers it. Where am I going? Creation answers it, and evolution answers it. But you know what, folks? We prefer creation because it fits better with the facts all around. Evolution does not fit the facts. Creation has a clear and inherent advantage over evolution since it is based upon records from someone who was there from the beginning, the all-knowing Creator. Oh, yeah, but you're just saying that. That's because you're religious. I have a book. You want to read it? I got a book, a written record. You can laugh at it, scoff at it all you want, but it'll give you answers. And it matches up to all the evidence that I see out there. It matches the facts that I see out there. And here's something else. Why I prefer creation rather than evolution. Listen to this one. Christians can know the Creator personally. This is the reason why evolution results in more suicides as we continue down the road of an evolutionary foundation in the society. Christians can actually have a personal relationship with the one who made everything out of nothing. You can have a relationship with that person. And he is a person. Who am I? I'm made in the image of God. And I can have a relationship. Where did I come from? I came from Adam and Eve, the first humans and parents of the human race. Human race. There's only one race. There's only one people. That's Adam's race. Where am I going? Well, there was a time I didn't know where I was going. I did read the Bible, and that Bible, written by the one who created all things, said, Gary, you're going to hell. And you deserve to go to hell because you've sinned just like Adam and Eve sinned against me. But I love you, Gary. It says that in the Bible. But I love you. And I have sent my only eternal Son into the world to die on the cross for your sins. Will you repent of your sin and accept my gift of everlasting life? And I did at 11 years old. And ever since being 11 years old and trusting Jesus Christ as my Savior, I now have a relationship with the God who was there when it all began. It's wonderful. And where am I going? In the church age, we've been told that He's coming for us and we're going to be with Him in heaven. In the Old Testament, the Israelites and proselytes, those who believed in the God of Israel and brought the sacrifice and everything, God's way and everything, they're going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ here on this earth in a new earth, forever and ever. Abraham was told, see the land you're walking on? I'm going to give it to you for an everlasting inheritance. And to your children. And God's going to do just that. Well, is He going to give them this world? No, He's going to give a new heaven. He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. He's going to take this one and make it brand new. Like it was when He originally created it in the very beginning. When He said after He was done, after 6 days of creation, He said, behold, it is very good. It is very good. That's where I'm going. I'll be with Him in heaven. Others will be here on earth. It doesn't matter which way. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. Where are you going? Who are you? And where did you come from? And where are you going? You know, we could spend time and tell you what evolution says. I think you know. You came from... Who am I? You're a blob of random processes evolving. We don't know what stage you come from. A big bang. Where are you going? Another big bang on the other end of it. That's it. Wow. Thank you. That's wonderful. That's comforting. That makes me joyful. Do we have any hymns for this religion? Probably rock and roll is the best you can do. And rap where they say, kill cops! Kill cops! Take drugs! Take drugs! Do immorality! Do that! Do whatever feels good! That's evolution, folks. Creation says, you're made in the image of God. You're going to stand before Him someday. The Holy Spirit of God wants to make you into the image of His Son. You know what? I know that when I was a sinner, and many of you know that when you were a sinner, you enjoyed what you were doing. But now that you're saved, you enjoy walking with Jesus. Walking with the Lord. There's nothing better than that. And someday we're going to be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. I'm going to attempt to show you how evolution has affected you and me by talking about three areas of concern. First of all, the tenets of evolution. I kind of forget what my next screen here is. The present is not the key to the past. I've already talked about that. The past world, of course, had a lot of catastrophes and events in it that the evolutionist doesn't even want to look at. He's willingly ignorant about those things. But millions of years of evolution took place. The doctrine, the tenets of evolution, or the doctrine, the beliefs or opinions held as true by those who hold the evolution. Number one, it denies the existence of God. That's right where it starts. No God. We don't want any God. Everything we want to look at, we have to look at matter, materialism. We want to look at things that we can see and handle and touch. In fact, we don't mind even looking at ourselves a lot and worshiping ourselves a lot. It's called humanism. It comes right out of evolutionism. Evolution denies the existence of God. Oh, but didn't you just have up there a guy named Dobson? Isn't he a Christian? Doesn't he believe in God? Yes, I'm not going to doubt whether he's a Christian or not, but I'm going to tell you, I believe he's sincerely wrong in trying to accommodate evolution. Evolution has no time for the James Dobsons of the world. Evolution didn't get started just so that we could have a little bit of matter and a little bit of God at the same time. They don't want God in their thoughts at all. Psalm 14 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And the first tenet of evolution is, there is no superior being, creator, designer, intelligent designer. We do not want a supernatural creator having a foot in the door. We must teach that matter is all that there is, for to do otherwise would be to allow a creator in the door. And they've said that, and you've seen that they've said it. I've showed to you several times quotes right from them. Another doctrine of evolution is it replaces creation with a belief in evolution. This is why God is not allowed in our public schools. When they refuse to allow us to teach our children creation, we must disobey. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to disobey. We're going to have to obey God rather than men. We don't want you to teach your grandson that there is a creator God. You know what, folks? They're going to have to kill me. They're going to have to snuff me out somehow. I am going to teach him that truth till the day I die. Pastor Reddy does the same thing over in India. Because Hinduism is just nothing else but evolution in an old style way of teaching it. And he'll die before he ever gives in to that system. And it's tough to do it over there in India. He wrote about that they had street meetings the other day and they were asking for prayer that it would go well. It went well. He says, because we can meet opposition when they preach Jesus Christ out there. These are things Christians die for. Last week, Allentown passed an ordinance to provide health benefits for people that aren't married. Gay and lesbian people, basically. That's what it's for. They can now have their partners covered by health insurance. Folks, people have been taken off guard. If evolution is right and there's no God, and if there's no God and evolution is right, this book is of no value. Pay no attention to it. People have been taken off guard because I hear them talk. I even hear unsaved people say, why are they doing that? I even hear unsaved people say it. And actually, I think if they took a vote, it would probably get voted down. But it's being done anyway. People are taken off guard. If evolution is right, then no God, no Bible. Then they must accept homosexuality, whether they want to or not. To reject homosexuality, they are accepting this. And if they accept this for that, they need to accept this for everything else it talks about. And that's not going to happen. And the John Doe public has been taken off guard. And what can he say? Can there be an outcry from the people on it? No. Because they know. What if they would say anything against it, they're actually saying what the Bible says. And they don't want to be seen as Bible bangers. Well, I do. And I hope you do. And Ray Street Baptist Church does. And we're just going to keep on preaching it. Because this is the truth. And this society's going in the wrong direction, the evolutionary direction. Evolution does not deny the need for faith to establish its principles. They acknowledge it. Though they like to present it as being science as opposed to religion, though they try to convince us that they are scientific while creation is solely religious. I'm going to tell you something that I think you've already seen. This book is the best science textbook in the whole wide world. This book, right here. Ah, I can't believe that. It's just the Bible. It's a religious book. Have you ever read it? It is a science book. All evidence that we see, again, I don't know what we got here, millions of years, death and dying, sin, areas, evolution, effect. All right, we'll get to that. All evidence is present. I'm looking at the same evidence that the evolution looks at. You know that? I'm over here as a creationist. I see all the fossils. I see the Grand Canyon. I see the stars. I see the light years. I see how big the universe is. And the evolutionist, he's over here. He sees the same exact things I'm looking at. You know what the problem is? He's looking at it through man's opinions. I look at the same information through this. I look through this at that same information. And this explains all that information sitting there. Man's opinions explain it a different way. The past cannot be repeated or studied by the scientific method. You know, we can't say, oh, let's see something come out of nothing. We can't do it. That's done. That's in the past. Can't repeat it. The only way I can know anything about what I see now in regards to where did it come from is I got to look at it through this book. How can they come to any conclusions about it? They've denied the book. They don't want the book because that puts a divine foot in the door. They don't want God. So what do they got? Their brains. Their brains, you know, take it right out, put it right there, and look through your brains at what you see. And man's brains are corrupted. We'll just be a little bit more kind. His mind is corrupted. And as many minds as you have, that's how many interpretations of the evidence you're going to have. You know what's good over here? We all have the same interpretation. Why? Because we're all looking through the same book at the same evidence. You say, well, how come you got a James Dobson over there? He's a Christian. He's got different. You know what he has done? He's tried to do this. Brains, and put them together and look through both of those things. That's what he's done. I can only hope the man really knows what the Bible says about his condition. He's a compromiser. He's not the only one. I had other names. Archer Gleason and Hugh Ross. Other so-called great Christian men of the day. They're standing in the middle. You need to get on one side or the other. They're fence posts sitters, right? They sit in the fence post. They sit in the middle of a line in the road. That's not a very good place to be. You're going to get hit by one or the other. You better get on one side or the other. I know there's a certain truth that we need to be right down the middle of the road, right on the things of the doctrine and so forth. But you know what? There are other ways in which you need to be on the right side. There's a right side and a wrong side. There's right and wrong. There's good and bad. There's righteousness and evil. And these two things, creationism and evolutionism, are that far apart from each other. All are limited to interpretations, man's theories or God's revelation. Hebrews 11:3. Wow, folks, this is my final message on evolution versus creation, creation versus evolution. I got to get it all in. You guys won't come back here tomorrow morning and we'll have class at 8 o'clock. No, I got to get it all in 40 minutes. And they get you all the week long. The TV gets you all week long. If you're going to school, they get you 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. I get you for 40 minutes. And I'm supposed to stuff your cranium with all the truth about creation as opposed to evolution. All are limited in their interpretations. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. My interpretation is by the faith that I have in this Word of God, that the things that I see were made out of things that don't appear. What do they say? They say a big bang took place somewhere. All matter. See, all they can deal with is matter. I deal with a God who's always existed, who made these things. Man is a product of age-long progressions. Thus, he is one with every other creature or thing in this world, evolution teaches. You know what? I am not one with the apes or the snakes or bugs, or slugs. I might look like a slug, but I'm not one with them, all right? And if I'm one with anybody, it would be one with Christ. I'm united together with Him. There's another relationship also that God has instituted. It's called marriage. I can be one with my wife, and she's one with me. And we operate as a unit. Together. And what a blessed institution marriage is. By the way, does evolution have any time for the institution of marriage? Who are the only ones talking about marriage? The ones who look through this. For marriage is only found right in here. You take this away, where's marriage? You have people living together like animals live together. Shacking up, living together. Living together in the same house without being married You know, marriage, God ordained it. On the sixth day, He ordained marriage. It's the first institution that He ordained. Even before government. He ordained government. But before government, marriage, home, children, family. All that comes before government. In fact, let me even say, before the church. Even the church comes second to the institution of marriage. There'd be no church if there isn't family and children. There's no church. So those are subsequent, and that's another message. Example, if you're an evolutionist, you're one with every other creature or thing, and you hear the TV programs about nature and so forth, they'll often call us the human animal. And the human animal is really causing trouble for this other group of animals over here, and we need to learn to get together, for who knows, they might even be more intelligent than we. Examples. Environmentalism, where they worship the earth rather than the creator of the earth. I believe if you're worshiping the creator as you should, you will treat the creation the way you should. But they worship the creation. And they negate the creator. And therefore, they're messing up the creation. How many ever remember kids buying pet rocks? Pet rocks. How many remember that? Raise your hand. Oh, all the old folks raise their hand. Pet rocks. Can you believe it? Can you believe the stupidity? I have a pet rock. Yeah, I'm one with evolutionary progressive. Now, you know, I love pets too, but you know what? The animal rights folks are getting out of hand. The animals seem to have more rights than the people have these days. And, yeah, well, I'll talk to you on the side about individuals who've already gone to prison, paid their due for messing around with dogs and stuff. But you know what? People are more important than animals. They're more important than animals. And the TV cartoons, they're nuts. You got these characters on the cartoons for kids to watch on Saturday mornings, and they go, and they point their ring at the sun, zaps back, gives them energy. What is all this? And then, they lighten up and they got powers that they never had before. What is all this? This is garbage. Teaching the children this. It's worship of man. It's a worship of man. It's humanism. I'll move on. The only responsibility man has as an evolutionist is to take part in this evolving process. That's basically all you have to do. Is do your part in the evolutionary process of things. You know, the creationists, I have to live and serve my Creator. I'm responsible to Him. I'm not responsible to the worms or the slugs. Kind of like slugs, don't I? I keep talking about slugs. Did you ever pour salt on slugs? The only responsibility man has is to take part in this evolving process. Responsibility is not something that man wants today. Man doesn't want responsibility for his own actions. And yet he's going to answer for everything he does someday before God. Creationism stresses direct responsibility to an interested creator. You know what? Evolution could care less what I do to help the process along. I mean, evolution isn't even a person. it's a figment of that man's imagination over there who's looking at the same evidence I do through his brains. Evolution could care less that I planted a tree today. But you know what? God made trees. And if there was a forest fire, I don't think there's anything wrong with us as responsible people before an interested creator to plant some trees and keep the soil from eroding away. Some of the best people who have taken care of this planet were people who believed in a creator God. And things have gotten a lot worse since most of the people no longer believe that. This affects our judicial system, politics, the penal institution. Penal institution? They don't even call it that anymore. Rehabilitation institutions. They're going to set prisoners free in California very soon, simply because they can't afford to keep them in there. They're going to let them go. And the state is bankrupt. And guess how they're going to save money? They're going to set prisoners free. That's what they're going to do. It's going to happen. And they're already talking about not building any more prisons here in the state. That was in the paper the other day. Okay, then what are you going to do with these criminals? We're just going to let them walk around. We'll put little electronic bands around their feet. Areas evolution has affected. Economics. No personal responsibility. You get a credit card, spend to the max. Don't worry about paying it back. Someone else will do it. Responsible people, before a creator, say, I have a responsibility to pay that back. Otherwise, I'm stealing. I am stealing if I don't pay that back. And then statism is the state will take care of all the monies and take care of all your needs. Psychology. Today says, no guilt. It's not your fault. It's society's fault. It's the group's fault. It's not your fault. That's the teaching that evolution puts forth. No, my Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I've sinned against God. It's my fault. Adam and Eve did just what evolutionists did today. Adam said, the woman whom thou gavest me, she. Then the woman comes along, the serpent said. Lay the blame on somebody else. But God said, oh no, because you sinned, you're going to die. And Adam, you're going to work hard, and you're going to sweat, and you're going to bleed, and you're going to get old, and you're going to die because you disobeyed. We need some psychology like that. I know they call it tough love, stuff like that. But you know what? People do need to confess that they are sinners. You can't tell them, you're not a sinner. The next thing you'll tell them is, everybody goes to heaven. Oh, what do I mean next? They're already doing that. Most preachers and religions already do that. Everything's fine. Education, sex education, biology, evolution. Boy, I can remember when my biology teacher started teaching us evolutionary things. And here I am, a Christian. I'm from a Christian home. I knew it. I could hear it. I knew what she was doing. But she was the cool teacher. She was cool. Everybody liked her. But in the back of my mind, I saw her as like a preacher almost, teaching us this evolutionary thing. Theology. No hell. I mean, if evolution is true, the Bible means nothing. There's no hell. And God probably used evolution. That's what most theology says today. Philosophy. You know, wisdom and everything. There's no absolutes. No, there are absolutes. This whole book is filled with absolutes. You know, most of the music world today cannot stand absolutes. If you listen to the words of the music, and I do, I just can't, get by it. Boy, I'm never going to get done with this. But, you know, I cannot just idly stand by when music's playing, no matter what kind it is. If it's hip-hop, rock, or Christian, or contemporary Christian, if I'm hearing it, I listen. What is the person saying? What's the message? I tune into the message. I'm not saying I approve of all those kind of music, but if it's playing, my ear's tuned into, I want to hear what they say. And the philosophy of our evolutionary world today is embedded in its music. It's in the music. No absolutes. Doesn't matter what we do tonight. It'll be all right. Uh-oh, I just hit something. I hope it doesn't mess up. It doesn't matter what we do. Doesn't matter what other people think. And I hear the testimonies of a lot of these contemporary Christian musicians say, I don't want to be preachy in my songs. I don't want to be preachy. Well, first of all, you're not a preacher anyway. But your songs ought to preach and witness to truths. And it ought to be Bible-based. That makes it good music. Good message when it's Bible-based. Boy, a lot of this contemporary Christian music, if you didn't know it was supposed to be Christian, you could think it's a song about somebody's lover when they're actually talking about Jesus Christ, singing in a way and in tones like sexual love with a worldly lover. If you didn't know it, you wouldn't know. That's kind of silly, isn't it? History. American history, for instance. Facts are being reinterpreted to our young people today. George Washington is not the hero anymore. Some of the terrorists are now heroes instead of Abe Lincoln. Political science. Globalism. You know, you never heard that word before. When I was a youngster, you never heard globalism. If you did hear it, you'd say, was that some kind of conspiracy group or something? Globalism? Now it's common language. Globalism. One worldism. Unity. United Nations. Not anymore, but Nazism. Although, don't say not anymore. Because its ugly head is rising again over there in Europe. Literature. I can remember going into the English class and having to have literature. And we had to read some of the weirdest stories. You know, instead of a story that starts out with, you know, two opposing things and then they get together and then everything is live fine, happily ever after. Now it's a, we don't know if they jumped off the cliff together or not. We just leave you hanging. That's good literature. Oh yeah, great. In other words, you're supposed to end the story yourself. What's the matter with you, preacher? Don't you enjoy stuff like that? Well, actually, no. I want to know. Did they hit bottom or not? Did they smash down there or not? Or did they get snagged on a branch sticking out? Or no, they leave you hanging out. It's for you to figure out. You express your own ending. And all the kids in the class had to write their own ending. Now tomorrow, your homework assignment is, I want a whole page. What's the ending of the... What do you think is the ending? Who cares what I think the ending is? What did the writer say? What did he... Nothing's absolute. Even literature is affected by evolution. Big bang! Explosion! Art. You know what the art is. They actually take paintbrushes, dip it in a can, and throw the paintbrush at the whatever they're painting on. And if they really want to get it done quicker, they just take the whole can and throw it. And maybe push their hands through it. Because they got to get their emotion into it. There's my expression. Don't you see what that is? No, I don't see what it is. Is it a maid milking a cow sitting on a stool? Well, if that's what you think it is. Oh, come on! Oh, give me this evolutionary garbage in art. Paint a cow with a maid milking it sitting on a stool with a bucket. I could put that in. I don't know if my wife would want that on the wall, but be better than throwing a brush at a canvas. Science, of course, evolution, Big Bang. Math. I can remember Stroudsburg High School, went to Stroudsburg High School for 2 years. And our math teacher, I because I did so good in math, I don't know why they put me in this class. I got into the intermediate math. Ooh, that meant it was just going to be a little more difficult. You know what? I sat in that class trying to figure out what that man was teaching me about these math problems we had. I had to get out of the class and go back down to just regular college algebra. I couldn't understand what this guy was talking about. He was a new ager for sure, before his time. I'd say his name, but who knows? He might be listening on the internet. It wasn't that far back. Coming up with answers, well, it might be greater than or less than the value of this or whatever, over 2 to the 10th power. Look at that. Oh, yeah, great. What happened to 2 plus 2 equals, no, I mean 4? What happened to that? And you know what? Today, 3 plus 1 does not have to equal 4. It can equal whatever you want it to equal. And you put the right things to it, you can make it whatever you want. If it doesn't equal 4, then what does it equal? It's left out there for you to figure that out. Phonics came up here. Phonics gone. It was gone for a little while. I see it starting to come back. Because obviously, you can't read without it. And I think they're starting to realize that sight reading is not the way to teach children how to read. You got to teach them phonics. Ah, apple, ba, da. You know, you got to get them to say that so they can go, cat. Oh, ah, daddy, mommy, I read a word, cat. All from phonics. But that kind of got away. I think that they're starting, you know, what is that, Hooked on Phonics thing came back big time. But I think they lost a whole generation while they were fooling around with their new way of reading. Environmentalism. Are you green? Now, if you're talking about money, that's okay. Green. Everybody has to be green today. Now we got to put these light bulbs in that are like spaghettis instead of light bulbs that really work and really give you some light. And if you break that spaghetti light bulb, look out. Now you got an environmental Superfund program going on in your own house because there's mercury or something like that in there. That's worse than the light bulbs we have. Yeah, they're nuts. Mother Nature. Big sign out in Route 22 with a picture of the planet with the words, "Have you hugged your mother lately?" Medicine. It's affected medicine. Abortion. Euthanasia. I don't know if I spelled that right. Assisted suicide. Used to be against the law. Now it's not. New health care reform. You ever go to the store and they put you in these little cattle lines, you know, and you wind your way around to the register? Get used to it. To go visit the doctor in the hospital. Get in line for your operation. I was with a man who came from England all day last Monday. And he was telling me, you do not want this new type of reform. It's the worst thing you can have. His dad died of cancer because he had to keep on waiting and waiting and waiting. And it was his dad's fault as well. He should have put his foot down and been more assertive. But he didn't. He kept waiting in line. They'll get to me. They'll get to me. They never did get to him. His dad died. And he says it was because of that social medicine that they had. He said he talked to a doctor over here, a friend doctor over here in the States. He said, bring him over here. I'll do it for nothing. He couldn't get his dad over in time. I know that's just one example, and you can't judge the whole thing in one example. But, you know, I think I've heard more than one example. morality, situation ethics, dress, sex. Okay, when I get done with this screen, we're done. Space program. What? What do you know about space, Pastor? Not a whole lot. But extraterrestrials, I don't expect to find anybody else out there. As I look through this, I don't expect to find anybody else out there but me. It's me. I don't expect to find anybody else out there but me. The Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and all the angels that He's made. That's it. Oh, well, you know, we might meet up with the demonic world to a certain extent. But that's it. If they see anything out there, I believe it's going to be the demonic world answering back. It has already been doing it. If you ever stay up late at night and listen to WAEB, you can hear these crackpots on there all night long talking to Art Bell. And those are actually replays because Art Bell's dead. And they're still playing this stuff. They're still playing the phone calls of these crazies calling in 1979. They're avoiding... Why don't they go back to the moon? You know, that'd be a great staging place to set up a great telescope for us to look out into the stars. Well, I don't think they should spend money on that. Okay, if they're going to spend money, I'm all for looking at the stars. We're supposed to behold the handiwork of God. I don't mind getting a hold of a nice telescope and taking a look. How about you? I think that's pretty neat. Causes me to realize the greatness. Jason's song was good. How big is God? He's big enough to take care of the whole universe, and yet small enough to live inside this guy's heart and in your heart. The same God. What a great God we serve. Justice system, socialism. The group you live in is at fault. You know, somebody shoots somebody, guess what happens? We all get our guns confiscated. Hey, wait a minute! I didn't kill anybody. That guy killed him. String him up on the next highest tree. Amen. Let everybody see. You're a pastor. You're talking like that? I sure am. Because I'm looking at this situation through this. And this book says, if a man takes another man's life, man is to take his life. I mean, that's what this book says. Oh, but oh, you never know. Wait till we check his DNA and all that kind of stuff. I'm all for it. Okay, go ahead. Go through all that. But once we figure it out, hang him! Boy, I get a little excited about that. The criminal is the victim, and the victim is the problem today. You stood in front of my gun, and it went off, and you got killed. Why were you in front of my gun? Didn't you know I just got out of the insane asylum? They let me go. They let me out of prison the other day. And I'm angry. And you got in front of me. It's not my fault. It's your fault. You shouldn't have been there. It's nuts. You say, that doesn't matter. It sure does. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And on and on and on. Evolution has affected you and me and this society. Well, you know what? I actually get two more times to preach on the same subject because we had to cancel service on Wednesday, right? So I'll finish this on Wednesday night. You come Wednesday night, I'll finish this up. But I think we're going to end up canceling Wednesday night if the weather is as they say it is. But I'll get it done. I'll finish it. Thank you for listening, folks. Hanging in there. It was a long one. We need to take our stand for the Word of God. I got some neat slides at the end of this. So I'll show you that when we finish this up. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank You for giving us great hope, a blessed hope. Thank You that we are not, as many still are, under the grips of humanism and evolution and man's opinions. Thank You for the Word of God, and thank You for the day we understood it to be the sole authority for faith and practice and for truth. And what an eye-opener it's been. We thank You for it. Thank You for saving our lost souls and giving us the hope of heaven and eternal life. Help us to raise our children up in the knowledge of the truth. I pray, Lord, that all these children that come to our church, or that we have any influence on at all, can have a Christian education. Whether in a school situation or homeschooling, Lord, help us to be able to teach them all the things that they need to know. For they're going to hear what the devil has to say. It's going to come. So we need to teach them what you have to say. Give us safety as we go our way. And thy will be done concerning the weather and Wednesday night prayer meeting. We certainly need to pray. Help us to serve you faithfully. You, the Creator God, who's big enough to take care of the whole universe, yet small enough to live inside of our very beings. In Jesus' precious name, for whose sake all these things are true. Amen. See you Wednesday night, Lord willing.